This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Question number one at the president's end of year press conference this afternoon was, as you would have figured, about Sony and the hack and North Korea and what the United States might do about it. The answer basically was, I'm not going to tell you.
We will respond. We will respond proportionally, and we'll respond in a place and time and manner that we choose.
So what do you suppose that means? What's a proportional response to a cyber attack on a multinational company carried out or at least directed, we are told, by a country that has neither an economy nor an internet presence to speak of, not to mention that North Korea is already sanctioned pretty much up to its eyeballs? Tim Fitzsimmons got this one.
On one hand, the cyber attack on Sony Pictures doesn't immediately seem like a matter of national security. It's not like an attack on the banking system or on a defense contractor. But there's the principle. Companies are already self-censoring, like Paramount canceling re-releases of its 2004 film Team America. Michael Auslin is a scholar in residence at the American Enterprise Institute.
Probably many companies that would not want to self-censor or not want to cave in to these types of threats are nonetheless looking at their cyber vulnerabilities and having to make, to be quite honest, a cost-benefit analysis.
But there are some national security concerns, says former Ambassador Stephen Bosworth, a fellow at Harvard's Belfer Center.
The problem, of course, is that if they can do it with this case, there's every reason to fear that they might be able to do it in an area that would be of much more sensitivity.
North Korea doesn't have much of an economy to sanction, but Sung-Yoon Lee, professor of Korean studies at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, says there are some things America can do.
First of all, restate North Korea to the State Department state sponsors of terrorism list. That could be one measure.
He also suggested blacklisting North Koreans responsible for censorship or human rights abuses. There's also the North Korea Sanctions Enforcement Act. That includes
a secondary boycott, meaning even punishing financially North Korea's trading partners, third country parties and individuals.
That bill passed the House in July of this year, but wasn't taken up by the Senate. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.